Governor Burgum has vetoed most of the funding bill for the public employees' retirement system, leaving just the appropriation. The vetoed sections include a study pushed by House Majority Leader Al Carlson of whether the state should adopt a health self-insurance plan for state employees. Carlson had proposed converting the plan from a hybrid plan, which is a mix of fully funded insurance and self-insurance, to a full self-insurance plan, but he settled for a two-year legislative study. A representative of the union that represents state employees says he's happy with the veto. Nick Archuleta is president of North Dakota United.
Basically, what the governor has done here is he's turned this 1023, this House Bill 1023, back into a funding bill without all the additions that were put on. And we think that that's probably a pretty good idea.
Archuleta says his group is not afraid of studying the health insurance benefit.
But I tend to agree with the governor when he states in his letter, the legislature has plenty of input with two members on the PERS board itself, as well as having the Employee Benefits Programs Committee.
Archuleta said his group is laser-focused that state employees will get the best health insurance plan, and he said the current hybrid plan is very good. For Prairie Public, I'm Dave Thompson.